All right, nice to be with you. Good morning, everybody, right here from Scottsdale Stadium. It is Cactus League Baseball from the state of Arizona. And, boy, as we talked about the weather about 10 days ago, we've got Arizona weather now. It's really nice down here. A little bit of high clouds today, and the flag just blowing just very gently out to center field. But the Giants are here today. It is a split squad game today. Last night, hopefully you got to see them on TV last night, and a lot of things happened last night. A lot of things happened in Giants land this week, which we're going to talk about this morning. But first of all, let's talk a little baseball with you. The Giants entertained the Texas Rangers here today, and the big news is that Hunter Pence will be coming this way with the Texas Rangers. So he's going to hit third for the Rangers today. The split squad is Texas here to take on the Giants here in Scottsdale. And over in Peoria, the Giants are going to be the visiting team, obviously, against the San Diego Padres. And that will be simultaneously going on with our game here. But the radio will be here. I'll be here. Carmen Q is with me. Carmen, how are you?
Hey, I'm so good. Glad to be back.
Yeah, nice to have Carmen with us. As let's see, half of our weekend in the park is here.
Yeah, we are just missing Adam and Allie, right? And then we'd be good.
That's it. So that's coming up, of course, April the 6th, I think, is the first weekend in the park when we're back home. So, Carmen, nice to see you here today. And I'm going to put you to work right away.
Here, you already have.
Oh, come on. How about the Giants lineup for today? Here, the one that John and I guess maybe Kruk will be with him today. Who will people be hearing today for the Giants?
So we'll be looking at Cameron Maben out in center field, Joe Panic at second, Brandon Crawford playing shortstop, Brandon Belt at first base, Mac Williamson in left, Austin Slater in right, Rene Rivera catching, Stephen Vogt is making his debut at DH, and Levi Michael is at third base, and pitching on the mound for the Giants is Derek Holland.
Boy, very good. All right, so that is the lineup here. Over in Peoria, Drew Ferguson will be in center, Solarte is at second, Garcia is in right, he's hitting the ball pretty well, Sandoval will play today, even though a lefty is going for the Padres. Sandoval will hit from the left side. His muscle on the left side is a little tender, so hitting as a left-handed hitter, he doesn't aggravate it. So he will play today at third base, Pablo today at third. Rupp is the DH today, had a nice hit last night. Aramis Garcia is doing the catching. Geraldo Parra in left. Zach Green at first, he's been hitting the ball well. Alan Hansen is the shortstop there, and Drew Pomerantz, the big left-hander, who I'll talk about today as well, is the pitcher over in San Diego today. Let's talk a little bit about last night for the Giants, and they had the Reds here. But as we move into this phase of spring training, it's going quickly for me. As I said, back home, as I call the Bay Area, back home by March 25th, and today is March 2nd, so you can do the math. It's you know, it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming pretty quickly, believe me. But last night, the Giants won their fourth consecutive game. As Mike said on the TV side, it's nice just to win games, which they should do, at least down here. They've got a good first team and second team, and these games are generally decided by the second team. But they won last night 5-2 over the Reds. Chris Shaw. And again, if you saw it last night, if you know Scottsdale Stadium, there's a Charo Lodge out in right field. And then as I look at it, you go to the right of that. And he hit it over the Charo Lodge and probably over the next field behind there, as he had a tremendous two-run homer last night. If you want to sort of compare it to McCovey Cove, it would have been deep in McCovey Cove if he hit it up in San Francisco. Carmen, you were here for Shaw's home run. What do you think?
It was a no-doubter off the bat. It was loud, and it was gone.
Yes,
yeah.
It was.
Yeah, it was
gone.
It was almost like a line drive. It was out of here so fast, and honestly, no idea where it landed.
Yeah, it was gone. Posey played last night, his first game since the hip surgery. He's been doing all the drills. And again, if you heard me this week, I was on with Adam this week. I was on with Mark Willard on Monday, and of course, Murph and Mac, and Tanika and Bonnie Jill yesterday. There's so many question marks for the Giants at every position. So as we move through spring training, as all this goes on, the more we do it, the more we see the injured players, you just want them to play and look like the player that they used to be before the injury, and then just get out of here without any more injuries. So for Posey last night, it was his first game behind the plate. He has been catching batting practice. He's been in batting practice every day and doing everything that any other catcher would do. They're going to go slowly with him. But last night he caught Bumgarner. He was 1-for-2, had a nice hit to right field, and dropped in there, scored a run. And Steven Duggar last night, it was his first game. And the one thing with Duggar is he had the shoulder separation. I think he's one of the better athletes on the team. And he may be the best athlete on the team. And that will tell you something about what I think about Steven Duggar. Last night was his first game. He's got to be careful diving at the bases, diving for fly balls. That's the biggest thing, and you really don't want to do it down here. But Duggar was out there in center field last night, 0-for-1 with a walk, a stolen base, and scored a run. Woe sent him, and that's what he got going last night, so they're very good for him. Madison Bumgarner last night, 3 innings against the Reds, and boy, it started off the first pitch, Winkler. Hit it out at the left field about 380 feet, and it was gone. And then he settled down, and he went 3 innings and gave up that one run, and he struck out 5 for him last night. It's always good to review a little bit of the team before we move on to other issues, because these are things that happened during the week. And, of course, the last broadcast you heard on TV was last night, but, of course, the radio was last Sunday. Tyler Beede last night pitched a couple of innings, and he struck out 4 last night and, again, gave up a run. But I'm telling you, Tyler Beede looks like a different pitcher. Huge for the Giants. Dyson was on the hill last night. Austin Slater played first base, and if he's going to be on this team, he's got to show versatility. Absolutely, he must show versatility. Mack Williamson was in left, hit a big home run that I saw against the Brewers on Thursday. Geraldo Parra. Carmen, I said this on Twitter, and you made a good comment. I said, Geraldo Parra, he's a baseball player. What did you say?
And I think I said something to the effect of, I hope he is, because he is playing baseball.
Yes, he is, but he plays baseball at a high level.
I think you should have clarified.
All
that
right.
That was on you.
Carmen is the Twitter police.
Yes.
All right.
Fun
but
police.
I love Parra. Parra is a good player. Shaw, as I said, hit the home run last night. Bumgarner, Duggar, Posey, we talked about. Melanson was in last night. Carmen, I did not see Melanson pitch last night, but he pitched in inning. What'd you think?
I mean, he gave up a home run and a triple, but then he got out of it. So yeah. I think it's encouraging. It's still early on in the spring, and let's just see how things unfold. I'm sure he's still getting warmed up.
Well, at least he was out there.
Yeah, he was out there.
No and, trouble.
You know, we didn't really see him that much last year, so yeah. Anything is an improvement, to be honest with you.
All right, Nick Vincent. I saw it on TV. I was home by then because I was here this morning. I left early last night. Got in trouble first and second, then he struck out the side. Good breaking ball, and he's someone who came over from Seattle. And like what I saw with him last night, Panic played last night. Crawford was a DH, but he will be at short today. Rupp had a double last night. Rene Rivera is in there today, and Longoria showed a good arm last night, so mm-hmm. I thought he looks healthy as well. So that's a little bit of a look at Giants baseball for what happened during the week. So you got the lineup for today. We've got Derek Holland pitching today, and behind Holland we have for the Giants today Logan Webb. Oh, good. He's going to pitch today. Kevia Sampson. Mm-hmm. And I hope we have time to play his interview. He's a great kid. He's born in Gainesville, Florida, University of Florida. He grew up in Ocala. He pitched last year as a right-hander. He's been in the big leagues a couple of years with the Reds, cup of coffee kind of stuff. But he led the Korean Baseball League last year in strikeouts, and he can bring it. But he walks people. But he's a non-roster guy here, a right-hander. Will Smith pitches today. So Tony Watson is in there today. Reyes Maranta, one of your favorites, is in there today. And Travis Bergen, who seems to pitch every day, is in there today. He is the Rule 5 left-hander. We're following him as we go through the season here. Mike Minor for the Rangers. Chris Martin, Jose Leclerc, Kyle Bird, Taylor Hearn, and Luke Farrell. And that may be John Farrell's son. The pitcher. I think he was with the Cubs, and the Cubs cut him. The former manager of the Red Sox and the Blue Jays, John Farrell. I think that's his kid, is pitching for the Rangers at least at some point today. All right. A couple of things that happened this week. One, it was such an unfortunate incident yesterday, which made the video and TMZ and everything. And it was a physical altercation with Larry Bear, the CEO of the Giants, and, of course, his wife, Pam. And when you look at the video, it sort of speaks for itself. You wish it didn't happen, but it clearly was an incident that was ugly, was nasty, and it's going to have to be dealt with. And Larry Bear last night said, "I'm truly sorry for the pain that I brought to my wife, children, and to the organization. It's not reflective of the kind of person that I aspire to be, but it happened. I'll do whatever it takes to make sure that I never behave in such an inappropriate manner again." And it was not a good incident, and it was over a cell phone and pulling the phone away from Pam. And in the process of that, Pam hitting the ground and her screaming and Larry saying some things and eventually walking away. Not a good thing for anyone, whether you're the CEO of a ball club and whether you're someone who works in insurance or drives a bus or whatever you do. It is completely inappropriate, reprehensible behavior. And in the world we live in today, where we try to stop racism, domestic violence is right up there with all the causes and things that we want to change. It's a power struggle, usually, obviously, between a man and a woman, with the man usually having the power. And whether it's physical abuse or a physical situation or mental abuse or emotional abuse, it's all domestic violence. So who knows how it happened, why it happened, but it did happen, and it's something that Larry Bear is going to have to deal with, and Major League Baseball is going to have to deal with. And the first part of this is being able to understand what you did. And his last statement that I read, I think, lets us know that he understands what happened. You must accept responsibility. You must be remorseful. And now baseball gets involved, and the Giants have him. You know, it's the community. It's our San Francisco community. We have very strong feelings about domestic violence, about incidents like this. And it's something the Giants are going to have to deal with, the community is going to have to deal with, and it's very hurtful for everybody. But it's got to be faced and dealt with. So the second part of it, it's sort of like what I did in criminal law. The commissioner has to have an investigation. And they've got to decide why this happened, how it happened, were there prior incidents, and where do we go from here? And there be counseling involved. There's domestic violence counseling, I'm sure, will be involved. And then a report will be given to the commissioner. And then the commissioner, being a judge, it's like a pre-sentence report that I used to do, a probation report, then makes a decision on the sentence as to what would be appropriate for the level of behavior and the level of history that these two people have and the understanding of the incident. So we're a long way from resolving the public nature of this. But the first step is to understand the nastiness of it and that it is something that, as Larry Bear said in his statement, is just unacceptable and will be changed for forevermore. And that's the first part. So it's not a good one. It's not baseball, but it is life. And it's something that the Giants are going to have to deal with. And maybe he may have to take a little pause in his job as a CEO. And then determine what has to happen and address the community and address the Giants. So not a good incident. And you don't downplay it at all. It should never happen. It's reprehensible. And it's something as a society we're trying to get rid of. But there's more ahead. And that's where the investigation comes in. And people who know this kind of stuff will determine why and how and what the future looks like. And then the commissioner will make a decision from there. Carmen, did I handle it?
I think you handled it, yeah. I think there's probably more to unfold and unpack, and I'm sure people have their opinions. But, yes, I think you did a good job laying out all the facts.
Yeah. It's something that is not tolerated, and the video speaks for itself. And, of course, Larry has made the statement. Pam has made a statement. But we have to understand why and be remorseful and accept responsibility. Then you go from there.
Right. That's the first step.
That's the step. Thanks, Carmen. Mm-hmm. Thank you for giving me your perspective on it. All right. And I'll do the post-game show today. And if it's something people want to talk about, Carmen will be with us for a little while today. to keep me in line, I'm sure.
Always.
Always. But it's something that we can talk about, and you know my feelings about it. There is no sugarcoating anything in this situation. There is much more to be understood. And Rob Manfred and his team will have to get a lot of information before deciding what to do. And that is, there's a zero tolerance in Major League Baseball for this kind of behavior. All right, let's talk about Bryce Harper. That was another sort of blow to the Giants this week. I said it earlier in the week, and I still firmly believe it, that Scott Boras used the Giants and the Dodgers to get the Phillies to sweeten their offer of 13 years, $330 million for Bryce Harper. And as soon as they came up to that number and that yearly total, all the birds started singing and flying around Philadelphia, and Bryce Harper chose Philadelphia. So that's where he's going. And for the Giants, they move on from there. But they offered 12 years, $300 million. My feeling was that the Phillies were always going to top the Giants, and the Giants were never going to go as far as the Phillies would go.
Yeah, that was the kind of feeling I had this whole time as well. And you were right, Boras is a smart man, and yeah, he did what he had to do to get his client what he needed, and it worked out in their favor. Honestly, I don't know how disappointed fans are, but I think, you know, we're seeing some promise in spring training, some power from Chris Shaw and some other players. So hopefully, you know, we're not missing too. I guess we're probably missing a lot because it's Bryce Harper. But, you know, the season will play out the way it will.
Yeah. And again, this is sort of fun. Farhan did not do his press conference yesterday because not have been appropriate with the situation that came up with Larry and Pam Bear. But I wonder, Boras called the Giants, said, come on out, make another offer. Mm-hmm. Dodgers, come on out. You just don't show up and make an offer. So he knew what he was doing.
The Giants got played a little bit.
They did, because all this nonsense of Bryce Harper saying, well, I don't want to go to Philadelphia, was nonsense. As soon as he signed with Philadelphia, he said, I always wanted to be here. I love Philadelphia. I want to be here forever. No trade clause, no opt-outs,
crazy.
This kind of
that's
stuff.
That's actually crazy,
he
right?
He wanted to be there, and I thought the Giants and Dodgers got played.
I mean, there was the feeling that maybe he would come west because he is from Las Vegas, and maybe he wanted to be a little bit closer to home, but that was pretty much the only kind of pro I had in terms of the Giants or the Dodgers getting Bryce.
Yeah. Anyway, they were scaring the Phillies.
Yeah, so
this
exactly.
This was made to order from the Phillies from day one.
Honestly, the Phillies got played a little bit, too,
there's
right?
No question.
Yeah.
But they didn't care because they're stupid.
No, they don't care.
They're stupid. Stupid money.
It is stupid
that's
money.
That's what he said.
That's a lot of money.
All right. That's our open here. Raf is back in the studio with Matt Leland. We'll take a break from Scottsdale. I know we had to say a lot of things in this open. But it is a nice day. It's 11:20 for me here. High clouds today. But we've got baseball, and we've got a good week of baseball behind us, and another one coming up. This is going quickly. All right, Derek Holland, who's pitching today for the Giants here, is going to join us, and we'll come back with him right after these messages.